Welcome to another Business News PK podcast. You are listening me on your favorite podcast platform. From now, you can listen all news in English onwards. Some topics will remain in Urdu. Please do follow us on Instagram and can visit our blog for latest update. Links are in the description. The government on Thursday made a massive cut of ₹27.15 per litre in the price of high-speed diesel for the month of May 2020, following a dip in the global oil prices due to the coronavirus-induced lockdowns. After the revision, the price of high-speed diesel will come down to 80.10 rupees per liter as compared with the existing price of 107.25 per liter. The Oil and Gas Regulatory Authority (OGRA) had proposed a decrease of 33.94 per liter or 31.6% in the price of high-speed diesel, which is mainly used in the transport and agricultural sector. However, the government passed the relief of 27.15 per liter to the consumer. With start of harvesting season, the demand of diesel has increased, which led the government to lift the ban on its import. The government also reduced the price of petrol by 15 rupees per liter against a proposed of reduction 20.68 rupees per liter or 24.4%. Petrol would now be sold for 81.58 per liter as compared to previous price 96.58 rupees per liter. The tax collection in April slumped 16.5 to only 242.5 billion rupees due to partial lockdown in the country, as the government also reshuffled the top hierarchy of Federal Board of Revenue (FBR). The Finance Ministry has expressed the locust attacks in Sindh could affect the wheat crop, while pest infestation coupled with bad weather conditions might affect the cotton crop also, leading to the declining trend in the agricultural sector during the current financial year. The April 2020 monthly economic update report issued by the ministry said the country might not achieve wheat production target because of higher than expected rainfall this year. It added that locust attacks in Punjab and Sindh might also affect the crop. Similarly, the report said that bad weather and pest infestation had affected the cotton crop, and as a result, cotton production fell to 9.45 million bales in the current financial year. It added that the volume of agricultural loans during the current financial year was ₹108 billion more than previous year. Pakistan is in the grip of locust attack, which emerged last year. Swarms of locusts are wreaking havoc in the agricultural heart of the country, destroying the cotton crop in Punjab and Sindh. The government had declared a locust emergency and sought China's help to deal with this crisis. On Wednesday, China shipped pesticides and equipment to help Pakistan fight the second wave of locust infestation. Last week, China had sent 300,000 liters of pesticides and 50 sets of equipment to Pakistan. The pesticide supply came after Chinese team of export visited Pakistan on February 23. They jointly conducted on-site investigation and determined emergency and comprehensive prevention and control measures. At present, the evolution of locust plague in the Pakistan is basically in line with the predictions of our experts. An official of Chinese Ministry of Agriculture and Rural Affairs said in Beijing. A second wave of locust swarms is forming, which is good time to use the drugs and equipments that China has provided to carry out the largest scale eradication after the desert locust attacks in East Africa and South Asia. China attaches a great importance to and supports its other countries in combating the problem. In response to the locust infestation in Pakistan, China made plans, sent experts, and provided medicine and equipment. The desert locust plague in East Africa is also continuing to develop. We are ready to provide technical support and material and equipment assistance together with relevant departments, the official said. Thanks for listening, news. This podcast was brought to you by Express Tribune. Please do follow us on Instagram, your favorite podcast platforms, and share with your friends and colleagues.